Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey guys, it's Gwen, and you're listening to Glam Squad Confidential, the podcast where we talk to you Hollywood's biggest and brightest hairstylists, makeup artists, manicurists, facialists. You get the picture. You know, these people tell us how to look good in pictures. Ha ha ha, but I couldn't do any of this without my co-pilot on the beauty plane. So of course, back with me again this episode, Mr. Travis Cronin on the mic.
Hi Gwen, ready for takeoff.
I love it. We should put your tray tables up and make sure your seatbelt is fastened. Mm-hmm. Love it, look fabulous, of course. Travis, did you see the SAG Awards this past weekend?
I didn't watch the SAG Awards, but I sure looked at the red carpet.
I mean, the red carpet was amazing. It's so funny, you always forget how as award season goes on, the looks get better and better. And I feel like part of that is people are finally confident in the red carpet. They know exactly what has worked before, what hasn't maybe, and tweaked it. But I mean, there were some, did you see Zendaya in that pink dress?
Yes, I did. Everything Zendaya wears, I always love. But that one was particularly a cornerstone moment for her.
I loved it. But today we have a very special guest, very, very special. Because you know who this gentleman styles and has for years, almost a decade.
I mean, I do, but tell me.
Of course, none other than Fran Drescher, the nanny, an icon. We have got John Leichfeldt with us today. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we are great. Thank you so much for coming on. Now, you guys, I know this is just audio, so you can't see how fabulous John looks, but I got to tell you, this guy, handlebar mustache, perfectly groomed, fabulous fashion. Travis is going to talk all about it because he's already commented as soon as we got on. But first, let's talk a little bit about Fran and how you started working together.
I met Fran through my partner at the time, who's now my best friend, Gregory Arlt, who's been
her makeup artist. Oh, I love Gregory. Yeah.
Yes, he's been a makeup artist for, over 20 years. And he introduced me to her when we first started dating. And it was a love fest straight off the bat. And we've done TV, network TV shows together. We've done so many things over the past almost 8 years. And definitely all the red carpet stuff she's done in the past 8 years I've been a part of. So, yeah.
So much fun. Now, what do you think, just in general, this award season, it feels to me like it's icons only. It is totally the iconic older women and men, but really people who aren't the ingenues. They're not the hot young things. They're not the this year's it girl. I feel like this season is all about celebrating experience, talent, and a body of work.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's never been a better time than to celebrate the women in entertainment that are aging beautifully and who have glam teams that take them to their best self and keep them there and keep them in a lane that is celebrated and done with a lot of class, a lot of taste and style. And I think Fran is definitely one of those people. And we're seeing so many women in that category, you know, that are in their, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s that are just hitting the mark every time.
I mean, it's incredible. The Jennifer Coolidge of it all, of course, Michelle Yeoh, Angela Bassett, who I just read in a post today that's on our website, guys, usmagazine.com/stylish, that Angela Bassett's size, her measurements haven't changed her entire career.
Since the 80s.
Well, congrats to her. I can't think of too many women that can say that, but congrats to her.
Totally. So tell us a little bit about the look that you did on Fran for the SAGs and what made it special.
Well, I always collaborate with Fran before any red carpet. And for me, the dress always dictates what the hair is going to do. I'm very invested in fashion. I know a lot about fashion and designers. And so I'm not so arrogant as a hairstylist as to say, well, whatever I want to do, I'm going to do. It's always the voice of the outfit that commands and leads what I'm about to, you know, recommend to Fran, you know, plant that seed in her head of what we should be doing. But it's ultimately her decision to sign off on it. And this year we just...
I was just going to say, how long before do you know what the dress is going to be? Is this something usually, that happens that day?
Usually her stylist, Brenda Cooper, who won the Emmy for The Nanny, mm-hmm. Brenda always is got Fran's style on lock, usually weeks before the event. It's never last minute with Brenda. She's very good at her job when it comes to styling Fran. And so it gives me the time to kind of like get inspired by, you know, the dress or the jumpsuit or whatever it's going to be. Like at the Grammys, it was a NameCon jumpsuit. And then for the SAG, it was a NameCon dress. And NameCon is such a great designer for Fran. And so it's been a joy creating hairstyles around those designs.
So much fun. And what were some of the key products that you used to get this look?
Well, I use Philip B products a lot in my styling with Fran. I love that they're organic and they're, you know, they're not full of like all kinds of chemical stuff. Fran is really big on is and everything being organic and healthy for not only ourselves, but our home. She lives what she preaches and that's always a great thing. But I use Hidden Crown hair extensions every time, like in all my clients. I use Hidden Crown because I just love the quality of the hair. I love how the hair performs. There's no surprises when it comes to the delivery of that hair quality and the colors that it comes in. I can always find a great match for my clients. So I use that in Fran's hair.
And is
I love Hidden Crown. It's so easy to like slide in with like other hair extensions. They're like tracks that can go all sort of ways, become exposed. The Hidden Crowns, you don't have to worry about a track sticking out. And I just love the way they go into hair.
Thus the word hidden.
Yeah. they're already hidden before you put them in. And that's right. It's just such a game changer from, you know, 10 years ago when we, you know, had to make our own tracks or buy, you know, a Jessica Simpson hairdo or something of the like, you know, that was just a little more wonky.
Very attractive. 10 plus years ago was such a secret extensions. And nowadays it's no big deal to say I'm wearing hair. You know, it's like, and in fact, most of the women you see on the red carpet are wearing hair if they have a longer style, because there's very few women that have that really thick, lush hair.
Exactly. You know, and I think that's a very common misperception that people think that you use hair extensions for length, but really it's about the fill, because like Travis, you and I were both blessed with very thick hair. Once I was interviewing Fergie and she pulled me aside into the corner and asked me who did my hair extensions. I said to myself, I think maybe it's time to get a haircut, but, you know, I was like, God, because I don't need extensions for fill, but really most people do, especially when you're on camera, especially when you're talking red carpet, where you're going to get every angle.
And so, nobody wants to see through your hair, you know, exactly. When that light hits your hair, you don't want to be able to see through it, you know?
Right.
And that's why the fill is important.
So when you're using hair for fill, do you style the hair first and then put in the extensions? Or do you put the extensions in and then do everything all together?
Well, typically I'll pre-style the hair because it's all about fast-tracking the look on the day.
Yep.
And so I'm always about maximizing our time together with Fran. And, you know, usually a talent does not want to sit in the chair longer than necessary. So, you know, if you can do stuff a day ahead of time, it's always a good idea. So I usually do. I have it pre-curled and then I just install it and set her own hair and integrate it into her own, the set that I do on her own hair.
Amazing. And do the hair extensions take product or no, they don't need product?
They don't really. I mean, they do minimally, but I always think they perform better without a lot of product. Unless you're doing a really coiffed in place style that you don't want it to move, then of course you want hairspray and, you know, that kind of thing. But if you want a really flowy, movable type hairstyle, then I don't do product in it because it just, I think it kind of impedes the effect of that lush, bouncy, you know, flowy hair if you spray it too much.
Right. And what about when you're choosing color? Like, do you want the color to match exactly? Or do you want the color to kind of create like highlight or low light? And do you use different color extensions all together to kind of get a more natural look?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that is one of the beauties of hair extensions, in particular with Fran. She has solid color hair, and her ends are a little bit lighter, but she has pretty solid color hair. And so for me to get like a highlighted crown to do that, and it gives that perfect mix of a highlight on hair that's as dark as hers is, to where it doesn't look jarring and it just looks natural. And so I can get it through the extensions without doing the damage on her own hair. And that's a really beautiful thing. And I encourage everyone to try getting their highlights that way through the use of extensions versus like making their hair really compromised through a lot of highlights.
Got it. Cool.
Yeah. And you can switch up the kind of highlights that you put in your hair through different sets of extensions. You know, you can have less highlights in one set and more in the other set. You can have more than one set of extensions that create different effects in your hair. So that's what's really great about extensions.
It must be so fun having Fran as a client because, you know, she's been known with some of the biggest hair. She's tamed it down with like completely straight hair. And she seems to really not put herself in a box, right? She'll go big, she'll go sleek, sophisticated. Yeah. You know, how fun is that for you to be able to do flushing early 90s hair and like modern pin straight sophisticant and never knowing what you're going to, you know, get or do?
Yeah, it's interesting because one of the things that I'm always very conscious of is Fran, the woman, is very different than Fran, the character on The Nanny. And oftentimes fans confuse it and think she's the same person that she is on The Nanny, the character. And she's different from that woman. But and so a lot of times fans want me to do the kind of hair that she had on The Nanny. And sometimes we'll give a nod to nanny looks, but we won't do like full on nanny looks. But usually it more has to do with looks that she feels good in as a woman and feels sexy in, and it's more about that. And a lot of times it's about making sure that widow's peak shows, because that's such a signature look of hers, and she's so famous for that widow's peak. So a lot of the styles that I do will keep that in mind. So.
Oh my gosh, I have a widow's peak. It is very hard to style your hair with a widow's peak. So
that's why the sleek look, you know, pulled back tight looks really great with the, you know, anyone with a widow's peak. The pony is always a great look, or a fall with the hair sleek back, like what I did for the Grammys on Fran.
Yeah, I saw that look live and it looked amazing. I saw it from the back and it was just sort of like shimmering, shining on its own at the Grammys this year.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You were there in person, saw it?
Yeah.
So tell us about your style, because you have such incredible fashion style, and I'm interested to hear what your path has been like and how your expression, you know, kind of influences the styles that you do.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. You know, I always have used the streets as my runway. I've always dressed for myself, not other people. And it's always been about what makes me feel alive at the end of the day. And I think that's what people get backwards a lot of times, is they'll dress for the reaction that they get, or they'll dress for other people. And it's always been authentically for me. And I remember I got some advice earlier in my career from different people that were pretty well known in the industry. And I would get this advice that I just didn't And I heard what they were saying, but it was really hard for me to dull myself down for the work that I do. As a person, I didn't feel like I should need to dull myself down or my presentation or what made me feel good just so that I could work with XYZ person, you know? And so I never, ever followed that advice and I never did that. I always just instinctually followed what felt good to me, and it hasn't worked against me. I mean, I think my clients that I work with, I attract the type of clients that appreciate how I walk through the world. And so I'm just going to keep doing it.
Well, absolutely. That's amazing. I mean, we're living in a time when it really is just about self-expression and anything goes, and there are no rules. Why would we close? That's just boring. And life should be more colorful.
You're never going to see me in a t-shirt and jeans. I'll tell you that. and I, you know, maybe I have some jeans, I think. I own some jeans. I never wear them. And at home, I mean, I'm usually in some great loungewear or whatever, but I will never like step out unless I'm working out. You know, I'm usually always, if you see me anywhere, I'm usually always some version of this, or, you know, I always show up as on brand basically. So that's
how long does it take you to get ready?
Like 5 minutes.
He's got it down.
Well, you know, I think when you get to know yourself and you present in a certain way, it's like I always say, it's like working out. It's like a muscle. Your muscle gets stronger the more you work out. And when you practice an aesthetic, the more you do it, the faster you become at it. And then it's not as much work as people think it is when they see you. So
Trav, would you agree with this?
You look so cool. I would agree with everything you're saying.
But how about when you do your contour, Trav? Do you have
at 2 minutes and 2 hours? It's either 2 minutes or 2 hours, and it looks pretty similar either way.
Your drag name could be Anna Contour.
Oh, I do like that too. But yeah, if I'm doing like the shadow contour underneath, letting that cook for 30 minutes with the passing powder and then doing it on top, it looks very similar to my 2 minute face. It really is just sort of like for me to feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I wore makeup, you know.
Maybe one day a little clear mascara and chapstick.
Maybe I'll graduate to that.
So, Gregory still does Fran's makeup.
Yes, Gregory is behind all the looks you see on Fran.
And what is that like working together? Do you work as a team on other celebrities as well?
Yeah, we work quite a bit together. We work with Minnie Driver a lot. We just finished all of Carly Rae Jepsen's new album. All the work on that. We work with Shirley Manson a lot together. You know, so many clients that we have in common, and we work very well together. It's like we read each other's minds, and it's a very synergistic working relationship and friendship, for sure.
I love that lots of clients with dark hair and bright eyes, like very bold eyes and like dark hair seems to be sort of the vibe for you two a little bit. Sparkling eyes, dark hair, you know?
Except for Carly, she's a blonde.
Oh, I forgot she's a blonde now. I still think of her as her black-haired Carly.
She's not afraid. So speaking of like not being afraid, is there any look that like you would never do on Fran, or do you feel like she could pull anything off?
Well, I think she's beautiful enough to pull anything off.
Yes.
So we'll start there. Brand for her that I don't think would be smart. And I'm always very conscious of things being on brand for the clients I work for. Even if she would bring up a look that I felt wasn't on brand, I would discourage it, you know? So it's always about keeping in the lane that, you know, that fans and everybody appreciates. And I honor that quite a bit.
I mean, that's why it's so important for celebrities to have steady glam teams. You know, I think that the way that a celebrity moves through the world, unless they're like being papped, going to Gelson's, right? It's like the way they move through the world, it's like their appearance sort of tells the story at a specific time. And I think it's, you know, kind of the celebrities who are most successful, like kind of most consistent, they're the ones who kind of have these long time glam squads. I can always tell when like I hear that a celebrity is being styled by someone new or something. And it's like, I kind of know where their look is going to go.
Yeah.
But to me, it's like, you're really sort of shifting your identity when you change how you look.
It's true. And I think it's so underrated. You know, loyalty to a glam squad is so important, I think, in the long term, because, you know, especially if they know how to keep it fresh, you know, because there is that risk of, you know, it getting stale if you're with the same people for a long time. Yeah. But I'm very, very cautious of that. Like, I'm very, very aware of keeping things fresh and keeping kind of provoking the onlooker and the fan base with new exciting looks, not just the same old hair all the time.
Right. And you have to, you know, part of having a steady glam squad is building that trust, so that when you kind of do these little tweaks, it's like the celebrity will trust the pros to do their thing, right?
It's true. And it doesn't come right away. Like, I, you know, working with Fran in the beginning, you know, she didn't trust me 100% with the kind of looks that we're doing today. You know, it's been a journey that we've been on, and the trust grows as the journey goes longer.
Amazing. I love that so much. And just tell us a little bit about the YouTube show that you have with your style, because you just, like, you are so, your style is so singular, and I think that's so amazing. Yeah.
Well, funny you should mention it. My show is called Like-Minded, L-I-E-C-K, Mind, because I love elevating everything in life. I love taking found objects or used things, or, you know, just taking a new episode. But I have about probably 8 episodes up there. But I love doing them. I love showing people that you don't have to buy new. I love to reduce the impact of consumerism on the world, and, like, show people you can buy used things and breathe new life into them. And that's one of my biggest goals on the show.
It's so modern. I mean, that really is the way I think that
I just
should be coaching fashion.
Yeah, it's a really important fashion. That concept is less waste. It's, you know, the fashion industry is one of the biggest culprits of waste. And if we can reuse our fabrics and, you know, our textiles and go to resale stores and cut things apart and reimagine them, it's always a great, great idea.
One of my favorite Instagram accounts is What Fran Wore, and it's all about her heavily Moschino-dominated, which I am very happy about, wardrobe from The Nanny. And so much of that style is very in vogue right now. And I'm in Palm Springs, is definitely at the local thrift store down the block.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of the TikTokers and the youth of today are won the Emmy for, you know, creating all those looks, but they don't. But Brenda is the mastermind behind all those looks and deserves all the credit. And they're looks that stood the test of time, and they're still very relevant today. A lot of it was Moschino and Todd Oldham, and still looks that girls would want to wear today.
I mean, give me a leopard pencil skirt any day. I would like to wear one tonight. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us, John Leichtfeld. It was just fascinating listening to you talk about Fran and her evolution in style. And also, my gosh, now I think everybody should use hair extensions, even if they just want to test their color, right? Like, test the look, style, test their color. So cool. Thank
Don't
you so
be afraid.
Much. Thank you, Travis Cronin, of course. And guys, come back soon for a new episode of Glam Squad Confidential. Until then, go to usmagazine.com/stylish for more celebrity beauty tips and tricks all week long. And until next time, stay gorgeous.